morning, Rabbi Yisai. Continuing our discussion, we'll look at the different minhagim today that we have, and bearing in mind that what we're trying to achieve. Right, we have a sofek as to whether or not the correct reading of Timche es Zeche Amalek is Timche es Zeche Amalek or Timche es Zeche Amalek. There are two reports. In the Maaser Rav, it says that the Vilna Gaon said Zeche Amalek. And then you have in the introduction to Maaser Rav, the introduction of his Talmud, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, who said, "But I heard him say Zeche." So, you know, the what's printed in the Maaser Rav to my mind. See, do you believe the Sefer? Do you believe the verbal report? Someone say maybe the Vilna Gaon changed his mind at some stage, and once says Zeche. There's also a Diuk in the Radak, and there are other Makoros as to whether or not the correct reading is Zeche or Zeche. Construction, both work. In other words, the meaning is the remembrance of Amalek, and that will work whether it's Zeche or Zeche. So it's not going to change the meaning at all. But we want to get it right, because it's a Kriyas HaTorah D'Oraisa, and therefore we want to get the words exactly right. So what are the Minhagim? We're going to say that in a second, yeah? So, first of all, I asked Rabbi Elitov yesterday what the Sfaradim do, and he said the Sfaradim Bichlal don't make any difference between Zeche and Zeche, between the Segol and the Tzere. So for us, he said, we just read Zeche. But it's not Zeche with a Segol, it's Zeche with a Tzere, but it sounds like a Segol. Now, if they say Timche et Zeche Amalek,
they only have one sound.
Yeah, they only have the one sound for the two vowels. So therefore, for them, it's not a problem at all. Whatever they do is right. Yekas is brought down from in the what's it called Rabbi Herzog, was it? What was his name? No, Rabbi. Rabbi Breuer. Yeah, Rabbi Mordechai Breuer brings down that his uncle, who was the Rav in Breuer's in New York, and I checked yesterday with my son-in-law Yehuda Wittenberg. And Andrew DeLang, sorry, what's called, not Andrew DeLang, but Mark DeLang is here, yeah, right, do you differentiate or repeat Zeche and Zeche in the Kriyas HaTorah monks? No, we don't. Okay, so as far as they're concerned, the Masara throughout the generations is Zeche Amalek, and they don't do any of this newfangled stuff of Zeche Amalek. They're not aware of that sofek. I spoke to Shmuel Morgenstern, who is the Gabba in Ger, and he said what they do there is they say Timche es Zeche Zeche Amalek. Right? Now the Mephoshim speak about that. The Mephoshim speak about that because they say what we're trying to achieve here is to say both. But when you say Zeche, Zeche, it sounds like you're correcting yourself. A Baal Koreh makes a mistake, corrects himself, and we always say, okay, we'll hold on to the second thing that he said when he got it right the second time, yeah, because he got it wrong the first time. So when you say Zeche, Zeche, it sounds like you're correcting yourself, and you're saying Zeche is wrong, and Zeche is right. But that's not what we're trying to achieve. We're trying to say both of them misophic. The same thing is brought down.
Sinai, they finished the whole posel.
We're coming to that.
The whole posel.
We're coming to that as well in a second. Yeah. Then there are some who say that Zeche Zeche on its own is a meaningless word because it's a construct. It's Zeche Amalek. So therefore, they say Timche es Zeche Amalek, Zeche Amalek. And again, the same thing is criticised that it sounds like you're correcting yourself. That you said Zeche Amalek, you got it wrong, and now you're trying to correct it, Zeche Amalek. We've got three more minhagim to go through, including the one that Shimon here wants to mention in Sinai, and in Sasov we do the same thing, although we've changed, so I'll tell you about that as well. That will do Beliata because my time's up.
You can't change. Started editorial in Northwest London, Wednesday, Ches Ador, 25th of February. Rina Rav, Rabbi Elio Eliezer Rubenstein Shlita, Chayv Rav of Torah's Chaim, Chayv Inez Libesume. This week's story has been sponsored anonymously. Renishmas of Yosef Dov Ben Shem Mechol Tzvi Itzkovitz Zichrono Livrocho.
copy? Okay. So firstly, apologies. The title I gave some time ago, I've actually changed my mind. I apologize. I took on a couple of extra shiurim, which I wasn't aware of at the time. And so I simply haven't had the opportunity to fully write up and develop the shiur which I intended to give. However, at Bli Neida, I do plan to do it in shul, in Teres Chaim, Shalosh Shudos on Shabbos. You're all very welcome to hear the Amalek nationality or ideology title then. For now, I want to talk about, first of all, start with a very important point for Mishnechnas Adar Marbim Simcha. Then we'll move to Purim, the halachas, or at least the hashkafic halacha perspective on Chayav Inish L'Besumei, without getting too controversial, I hope. And perhaps we'll finish off with a couple of very important, very valuable Divrei Torah as well, after related to the Megillah, see how we go. So, the Gemara in Tanis tells us, Tanis Choftes Amad Aleph, Kishem Shemishanichnas Av Memayatin B'Simcha, just as when Chodesh Av comes along, and we enter into the month of Av, we reduce our Simcha, Kach, so too, Mishanichnas Adar, when Adar enters, Marbim B'Simcha, we increase our Simcha levels. What is the Kishem, just as, so too? Simply say, Gemara should say, Mishanichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. Just as with Chodesh Av we reduce, so too with Adar we increase. Says Rav Dessler, that's because it's to be done by the same in the same way as it operates in Chodesh Av. Just as with Chodesh Av, we reduce gradually and increasingly. That means we increasingly decrease our Simcha. So we've got the halachas which are Rosh Chodesh already for the 9 days. Then you've got Shavuot Shechal Bo, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls. Then you've got Erev Tisha B'Av. Then you've got Tisha B'Av, up until Chatzos and so on. You've got a process, a steady decrease of Simcha. So too, that's the Kishem. So too, Mishanichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha needs to be a steady increasing level of Simcha. The amount of Simcha at the beginning of Chodesh Adar needs to keep building up. In which case, is it not extremely strange? Like as I just said just now, when it comes to Chodesh Av, we know I've got from Rosh Chodesh and then on to the next stage, Shavuot Shechal Bo, and so on. There are extremely clear halachas, what that means in practical terms. How actually to go about it. It's from the Mishnayos, through the Gemara, through Shulchan Aruch, right down to the point. It's extremely clear what in what way we mean to decrease in Simcha and Chodesh Av. Yet, when we come to Chodesh Adar, absolute silence. Absolute silence. Not in the Gemara, not even in Rambam, not in Shulchan Aruch, do we have anywhere clear guidelines in practical, lemaisa terms, what it means to be increasing in Simcha, by which method, in what expressions, are we being Marbim B'Simcha now? So I'll tell you from the Minchas Alaza, the Munkacha, so very brilliantly. He says, Simcha is an important requirement of Avodas Hashem. Indeed, it's a chiyuv min haTorah. Tachas Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokecha, v'simcha v'tov levav. When we don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Simcha, it's a complaint on Klal Yisrael. Whereas Atzvus, sadness, is so detrimental to Avodas Hashem, says the Munkacha, Alkein Bevadai Osa Lias Netzav. It's Osa to be sad. Legamri. So therefore, he says, Chazal had to clearly delineate and specify that when there is an obligation to reduce in Simcha, Mamayatim B'Simcha in Chodesh Av, Chazal had to specify the extent and the means and the legitimate expressions of miut simcha, reduction of simcha. Thereby, he says, restricting it to those and only those. He says, by every other way, by every other expression, even in Av, we have to remain besimcha and doing our avodas Hashem besimcha. Chazal explained to us and taught us exactly how and in what areas to reduce simcha, to say those and those only. And that we shouldn't think, says the Menchas Olada, Shloi Nisper Chas V'Shalom, I'm quoting, we shouldn't think Lias Be'atzvus Gomel, that one's supposed to be fully sad, or Morosh Chayra Rachmona Litzlan, or depressed. Rachmona Litzlan. Whereas, he says, Mishenichnas Adar Ma'arba Mesimcha, Chazal did stem. Chazal did not specify any detail, how? Because, he says, by whichever method and means works, whatever works for you. He says, and you have to look at each individual, has to look at themselves and make a cheshbon, and Yishaya Belvovoy of Benashra, and work out for himself what worked for him. And provided it's halachically muta, hashkafically okay, all methods are to be used. And says that Minchas Alaza, Chazal didn't want to specify any particular ways of doing it, so you shouldn't make the mistake of thinking by those only, to the exclusion of others. It's every halachically legitimate means which generates simcha, and whatever works for you personally, are acceptable, and therefore, in Adar, required. So, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin Basimcha, is entirely subjective, and therefore there's no objective norm, and therefore no specified halachas. And that's why it's not that strange anymore why it's missing, when you look in Rambam and so on. Because you can't tell somebody what will make them happy, specifically. And Chazal didn't want to say this way only, because then you'd think, well, then the other ones are not acceptable. And so whether that's one's grandchildren bring particular simcha, yes, in Chodesh Adar, you are obligated to spend more time with them. An extra outing, an extra afternoon. That's part of it. Yes?
With Yom Tov, Chazal do specify meat.
That's right.
Wine, clothes for ladies. And
yeah, to ensure that you're at least, that those are the mitzvah one needs to do there. Here, it's a much more general sense, so it's not an obligation particularly to eat or to drink. Again, if that, you know, having a very fine meal does generate legitimate simcha, then according to the Minchas Alaza, that would be a kiyum, a fulfillment of it. Yeah.
Which way would be halakhically not acceptable?
So what springs to mind is things like, if particular music would generate simcha, but that music is not acceptable, that'd be halacha, whatever, the kolish or whatever it might be. Then obviously that's not okay. It might generate simcha, but it's also to do so. Or
enjoy a football match, for example.
So, my time is limited. Unfortunately, we can discuss this later. Talking, however, of legitimate and illegitimate, and wine has been mentioned, and halachically okay and not okay has been mentioned. So let's move now to what is generally a very contentious halacha. And I think we still have enough time just about before Purim that we're still capable of thinking with a clear head. Let's talk about Mechayev Inish Libesume Bepuria. Okay, so we're onto the wine. This is not necessarily, this is not linked and tied to the Marbim Basimcha. This is in and of itself a mitzvah on, or halacha achiev on Purim. And people tend to get quite passionate on either side of the debate. But for now, let's try and approach this as rationally as we can. So, first things first, what this part of the shir is not. This is not a psak halacha. Again, my time is short. Not enough time. And it's rather to set the scene. I want to basically show how to make sense of an array of different opinions, because you'll get an array of different opinions and different approaches. And I want to show the basis. I want to sort of help us to make some sense of it. Also, to be clear, I am not discussing at this point the shaila of by which liquids this topic is relevant to this topic, which particular alcoholic beverages. If indeed it applies, for example, to whiskey, I'm not going to cover which ones I personally hold are a hiddur mitzvah. Hint, Piti. The shiur follows what we're about to do now, a clear structure. Step one is I'm going to do a little bit of a very quick survey through, chronologically almost, through Torah and Chazal, very selective, which will build a picture, very unambiguous and consistent approach Chazal have to alcohol and overconsumption of wine, which then sets the scene for what seems to be this as a halachic anomaly, right? And then I'll talk about the various ranges of approaches, mahalchim in the poskim, which leads to the various halacha lemaisa in the poskim. But the final step, which is the halacha lemaisa, I want to emphasize clearly before I start, halacha lemaisa is something one needs to ask individually, one's rav, because there are other factors, like one's wife, there are other factors which will play into what lemaisa you personally should do. And it depends on you as an individual, your family, lots of different things. And therefore, there's no way I'm touching what you should actually do on a personal level. But at least I'll set the scene for that shaila which you want to ask. Okay, the brief partial survey of Chazal. Parshas Bereishis, start at the beginning. Gemara in Brachas. Ilan she'ochal mimenu adam harishon sabraisa. The Eitz Hadas, according to Rabbi Meir, Geffen Hoya, the Eitz Hadas was a vine. How do you know? Rabbi Meir's got a svara. She'ein lecha davar shemevi yelala ala adam ala yain. Of which, of all things that bring groaning and distress to a person, it's wine. Moving to Parshas Noach, as we know, straight after the Mabel Noach.
Wine.
Pardon?
On the first day after
grapes
more than wine yet.
Well, he must have been able to.
Couldn't ferment.
Yeah, but that tree is, i.e., where wine comes from, is a source of Yolala. So if anything would have caused all this distress, it's going to be of all the trees. That's the one the Sfarah says it would be. According to Rabbi Meir, there are many other opinions. After the Mabel, so Noach plants a vine, drinks wine, becomes Shikha, Pasuk says, V'yiskah becomes uncovered, and the problems which followed, says, Rav Chista Omer Ma'ukva, you should have learned from Adam HaRishon that what problem was Yain. So he managed to turn it into wine. The Gemara then, it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin continues, we're talking about Shlem HaMelech, that Shlem HaMelech was amongst kings and they were drinking and so on, and his mother, Shlem HaMelech, was very young, and Bathsheba gives him a proper telling off. And we know that he was moida to his mother, the Gemara says, because he says, Ki vara noichi mi ish, loivinas adam li, vara noichi mi ish, ish means, ish adam on noach. Who I should have learned from? Loivinas adam li, I should have learned from Adam. So Shlomo Melech fell into Parshas Vayera. You've got with light. And Chazar say, even if the first night was an oinus, what was he doing drinking wine the second night? In Parshas Bamidbar, the Gemara in Nozeh, Rebbe says, Lama nismacha Parshas Nozeh le Parshas Soita. Why is Nozeh next to Parshas Soita? To tell you, Shkola Roya Soita Bekakula, keep away from wine. Says Rashi, why? Because wine is what brings to Kalas Rosh, and that's what causes all these problems of Znus. Parshas Bolok, we know with the Benois Mayov, the Gemara in Sanhedrin describes how did it all start. You don't go from there to terrible Averis just like that. Rather, the Benois Mayav, they tend them in with a bit of shopping, and then we'd like a glass of wine, and it goes from there. And says the Gemara, when they've had a bit of wine, as soon as they shot the boy, as soon as they drank it, boy, it starts to cock inside. What does it mean, cock inside, says Rashi? Shoy mishtake, become a bit shicker, boy, yitzhara, the yitzhara starts to be awakened. Pasha Shmini, the Loisar says, mitzvah, you're not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash to do a voidah with a certain amount of wine. One can't pass an halachas with a certain amount of wine. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the shayrish of this mitzvah is known, straightforward. She'ein royalis asik bedvarim hayikarim betachlis hayoikim. One should not be involved in these very important, very serious matters. K'moyin yoni hamikdash and divrei Torah. Rak be'eshiya odom meyushav bedatoy. A person should be clear-minded. U'mechuvim b'chol ma'isav. And fully in control. And then says the Chinuch, Ein laharich bedvarim pshutim. There's no reason to extend, elaborate on things which are obvious. I'm going to take my cue from the Sefer HaChinuch. There's no reason to elaborate. There is a consistent consistent line through Chazal, through the Psukim, that Shichrus leads to a lot of trouble. And so indeed, if you were to be learning through Shas, and for whatever reason you happen to have left Maseches Megillah to last, and then you get to Maseches Megillah and you turn to that, and you get to Dav Zion, you get a big surprise. Yeah, we're somewhat familiar, but imagine if you were to indeed come from outside, and then work your way through Tanakh and Shas, and then come to Megillah Dav Zion. Right? Seemingly, it's an anomaly. We've got the Gemara, Omar Rava, Mechayev Inish Lebesumei Bepuria, Adela Yada Bein Ora Haman Lebaruch Mordechai on Purim. Says Rava, a person is Mechayev Lebesumei, says Rashi, means Lehishtake Beyayin Tekom Shikov Vaya Wine, to the point that, whatever exactly it means, he doesn't know Bein Ora Haman Lebaruch Mordechai. And the Gemara then immediately tells the following story. Rabbi of Rabbi Zera, Avdu Sudas Purim Bahadi Adodi, they used to have Sudas Purim together. Ifsum, says Rashi, they became Shikha, as in line with this halacha. Kom Rabba Shochtil Rabbi Zera, Rabba did something to Rabbi Zera, which is described as Shochtil, exactly what it means is not clear, but he's definitely, Rabbi Zera seems to be very not alive. And Lamacha, the next day, Boy Rachmi, Davins and Va'achi, brings him back to life. The following year, Leshana, Amalai says to him, Nasi Ma'avanevit Sudas Purim Ba'adah Dadi. Let's have Sudas Purim together again. So Amalai says to him, Lo b'chol shat b'shat m'srachesh nisa. You can't rely on a nace happening all the time. Basically, no thank you. Adkan the Gemara. And as I say, when you've come across everything till now, we did a very short survey, and this Gemara, it screams out for explanation. If I can quote from the Eli Rabbah, which the Bi'alocha brings, Vim Taima, and if you ask a question, Heich Yechayvu Chazal, how could Chazal obligate a person, Masha Nizkar Batoira, that which is mentioned in the Torah, Uba Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im, Bekama Mekayimus, in many places, Hashichrus Lemichshal Godel. Shichrus is a terrible stumbling block. How could Chazal be Mechayvu? That's essentially the question. And this must be resolved somehow. Right? Somehow this must be resolved. And as we'll see, if one goes through the Rishonim, there seems to emerge three core mahalchim, three core approaches how to resolve this. Approach number one. Chayvinish lebesume, this obligation to drink to become drunk, is to be understood literally. It is to be understood kipshuto, literally. But it's rejected from the halacha. Why? Because when the Gemara places the story of Rabbi and Rabbi Zera immediately afterwards, when the Gemara, the Gemara is not haphazard. When the Gemara makes a statement of halacha, and then juxtaposed to it right there is the story of where it goes wrong, the Gemara is saying something by putting that story there. So it says many Rishonim in the Balamaya, the Ran, I mean, Ephraim, the Meiri, from the Gaon and the Meiri himself, they all say that yes, the Rova, that halacha means what it sounds like, which is to get drunk properly, but it's not la halacha because of the story which immediately follows. There's a variant of this approach, which comes from the Bach, which is that the story was placed there not to reject it totally from halacha, but to temper it. So the Bach says, it means to drink much more than you're used to. More than you would generally do. So it's beyond your usual drinking on a Friday night, let's say. You have more, but it doesn't mean the full extent that would lead to such a story. That's the first main approach. It's la halacha, but not, it means it. It's kipshuta, it's not, it's got some hidden meaning over here, but it's not. To mean literally, but comes the story, not to say it's not lahaloch at all, the story tempers it to reduce the amount, to take away the adliyoda part.
That's right, correct.
Second approach is that yes, it is lahalocha, but chayv inish libasume, those words are not to be understood literally. So what Rava's statement is l'halacha, but its wording needs a little bit more understanding. This is the Rambam, where the Rambam says, "V'sheisa yayin, you drink wine, atche yishtake, until one becomes shika, v'yirdam b'shichras," means that one wants to sleep, enough to make a person want to nod off from drinking, which is a lot less than the stage of so drunk that one's acting in ways which are inappropriate. That, I mean, doesn't take that much more wine than usual on a Friday night for one's head to start to... Yes?
Is there a difference of meaning between the sume and le ishtake?
I don't think so. That means Rashi translates le sume as le ishtake b'yayin. Rabbi Chananan as well, and others. That means they understand the word, and ifsum, for example, in the story, it says they ifsumed. It says, they became shaker. So that's how it's written. So, I mean, it often means something sweet. Ravcha lebesima shchicha, right? There's always space for something sweet for dessert, right? So it's used in that context, but here it clearly means with this approach. Problem is, so in other words, according to the Rambam, it's less less drinking going on, less shechras going on, and it certainly takes the bite out of the difficulty, but Tainus the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very hard to reconcile with the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chai ben Shlib Sumei, Ad lo yoda ben Aruch HaMala Baruch Mat, just say, Ad Sheyirdam, until you nod off. Because the Aruch HaShulchan, if it means to drink enough to make you sleepy, which is not that much, then say, Ad Sheyirdam, the way the Rambam paskins it. But also, Ad lo yoda ben Aruch, because you were asleep, you don't lo yoda, is a bit roundabout, right? But that's the second approach.
Don't you think that you should be as happy as somebody who had drunk a lot?
For now, I'm trying to work through the different.
You should be happy like a guy who's drunk a lot.
But it doesn't say that. It says ad la yada, so it needs some. The third approach is.
I hear.
Yes, you're right, so put it, express it clearly.
Okay, yeah.
The third approach is that it is lahalocha, again, it is lahalocha, but, sorry, it is lahalocha, and chai v'nish l'basum ad l'yoda is to be understood literally. It is lahalocha l'maisa, and it is to be understood literally. Who's that? So the Rif, the Rosh, the Tor, the Mechaben, Shulchan Aruch, all bring the words chayv inish lebesume ad leodam ben aruch, just as they are, direct quote, no kaloima, no what I mean is, or that means to say, just exactly the words as they are, without any qualification. There is a variant of this, and that's the one that needs the most explanation, right? There's a variant, which is that even though it's lahalocha, and even though it means the wording literally, but the extent still needs clarification, because the extent, there's still room for different views. By which I mean, Tosfos has a problem with this, which is pretty much, regardless how much a person drinks, it's far-fetched to make the mistake being oral, Haman the Baruch Mordechai. So Tosfos and other Rishonim bring a extended nusach. There was an extended nusach which used to be sung, and yes, I don't know, last Friday night I got a bit muddled up with the Zmiros I was singing Friday night, and it has nothing to do with drinking. I just wasn't paying proper attention. And did I miss out a stanza? It can happen. In other words, if you're singing a long, extended, poetic song, it doesn't take that much. In other words, yes, lahalocha, yes, literally, ben aro haman baruch mordechai, but actually, it's the Gemara's taking, as we're showing explained, the Gemara's taking like a shortened, it means dot, 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 with what follows. All right? And there's a much, it's a lengthy one, so again, it's not as severe. Other approaches in Rishonim are, it's a reference to the Gematrias, right? And I can meddle up maths absolutely sober, no problem at all. So certainly after a little chaim. And other various different approaches. Those are the three main mahalchim. The three main mahalchim are either it is to be understood literally, but it's rejected completely from the halacha, based on the story, or at least partially rejected, and it just means to drink a little bit more than normal. The second approach is, it's la halacha, but it's not to be understood literally, which again means a much reduced amount of drinking than perhaps you might think at face value. And the third one, it's halacha, and it means significant shichrus, but not as so much as you might think, because that either means because you're calculating gematrias, or because there's a much extended poetic and verses and so on. Okay. Based from those three is how you have numerous different approaches, halacha l'maisa and the poskim, like we said before. And you learn a Mishnah Berurah, and then you see the Bihalacha, and what he brings from the Meiri, and it's got to be always counterbalanced by ensuring that, which is how we started, ensuring that it doesn't lead to a Mechshael, doesn't lead to problems, and then involves own personal, how does one know oneself, and what is the impact it has on one's family. All of that becomes a Halacha L'maaseh, and for that one has to ask one's own individual Shaila. But I just want to finish with the following. In the Megillah, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud, Bayom HaShvi, Ketoiv Lev HaMelech B'Yayim. Says the Gemara, what's this Yom HaShvi? It is Shabbos. It was Shabbos. What's the significance of that it was Shabbos when Achashverosh and his Chevra became Shikha? What's the significance? Says Rava, Yom HaShvi Shabbos Hoya, when She Yisrael Oichlim V'Shoysin, Klal Yisrael eat and drink. I mean drink means drink wine. It's Shabbos. And then, Klal Yisrael, in that state, maschilin b'divrei Torah, they begin to start saying divrei Torah at the Shabbos table, or b'divrei sishbachos, and then come the zmiras. Abel oivdei kechovim she'oichlim v'shoisim, when they start eating and drinking, as was the case at this Achashverosh's party, ein maschilin b'divrei tiflos, then starts all the shmutz and all the zima. And that's what happened. V'chem b'sodosu shel oisei rosha. And these ones are more naya. These ones are more naya. So I'll show you Vashti. And that's what led to Vashti's downfall. And then the Megillah goes from there. It's interesting. On Shabbos, by Shabbos Mencha, we say, we say a pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim is Kapitel Samach Tes, Pasuk Yedalet. V'ani sefil asi lecho Hashem Eisro Tzoyim. And I, my tefillah to you, Hashem, at an ace rotzon, Elikim, with your great chesed, aneni, answer me be'emes yishach, and the emes of your ability, of your yeshuas. Why do we say that pasuk? Shabbos Mincha. Say the Rishonim, because the pasuk just before that, the last three words of the pasuk, just before Va'anis Filosi starts, are Umineginais Shoise Sheikha. I'm from the singing of those who are drinking wine. And there's a medrash in Eicha, Rishonim bring, Oma David Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein midaseinu kemidas umas. Our ways are not like the ways of the other nations. Sha'umas Yoshu Numa Shakrinais Erev. They will sit and start getting shikha. And the Einon Maskir and Shemecha, they're certainly not mentioning Hashem's name at that point. They're up to all sorts, as we saw by Achashverosh. Avol Anu, we say, says David HaMelech, by this pasuk, V'anis V'losid Chashem, Eishot Tzoyin, Avol Bishonu Oichlim V'shoisim B'mincha B'Shabbos. Think about it. It's amazing. We go home, we make Kiddush, we have a big Suda, we're eating, we're drinking, it's Kishmek. And what comes next? Especially in the winter? What comes next? Mincha, davening, and we're taking out the Sefer Torah. We're going to learn Torah Barabim. At that point, we say, "Va'anis filasi l'cha Hashem eis rotzayin elakim baruch hastecha aneini be'emes yishecha." That's when we're able to say, "Rebbeinu Shleim, look at us, look at Klal Yisrael." From the achila and shasia, yes, has been eating, yes, has been drinking. We go straight from there to tefillah, straight from there to divrei Torah. That itself creates. That's what generates the Eis Rotzon of a Shabbos Mincha, and a Mitzvahim too, likewise on Purim, when indeed, to whatever your Halacha L'maisa is going to be, but the fact is we're going to go, the Suda, Mitech Mishnah, Mitech Achila, Shasia, from there, straight as Kalishol, straight to Divrei Torah, straight to Divrei Sishpochas, and to show that and create Mitzvahim a huge Eis Rotzon, and Shabbos Zoicha, to the Gula Shlema, in the Zchus of our ability to take what might otherwise drag us down, Faket, to take that, and generate from there true Avodas Hashem.
Very nice. Very nice. Very, very nice. Thank you. Very clear.